The second parak of Tehillim that we say as part of our Kabbalah Shabbos is 96, Tzadi Vav. Shirid Hashem Shirchada, Shirid Hashem Kol Haaretz. Sing to Hashem a new song. Sing to Hashem, everyone on earth. And this was also written by Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Medrash Shechatoi brings Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says, I know to whom Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated the first six chapters of Tehillim, because I have a tradition for my teachers, but for the seventh one and beyond, I have no tradition. However, Ibn Yahya attempts to identify the Shvatim to whom the remaining five chapters of Moshe Rabbeinu were dedicated. So this one is Zvulun. Pasuk says, Smach Zvulun b'tzeisacha. That Zvulun went out when he went, he rejoiced when he went out to earn a livelihood so he could support his brother Yisachar who learned Torah. And Zvulun will constantly sing a new song to Hashem, thanking Hashem for the divine blessing that resulted in his wealth. Later on, David HaMelech adapts this perek of Tehillim to his own circumstances. And the Radak says that David HaMelech said this together with chapter 105 when he brought up the Aron from the house of Ovid HaDomi. And there's a deeper symbolism in this perek. The Aron, which had been captured by the Plishtim, David HaMelech sings joyously when it's retrieved. Similarly, when Klal Yisrael will finally be redeemed from exile, we'll join with Mashiach and we'll sing Shir Hashem Shuchadosh, Shir Hashem Kol Haaretz. Sing to Hashem a new song, sing to Hashem everyone on earth. It actually does appear later on in Tanakh again with a few minor variations, later on in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Tezayin, where Asaf and his brothers sing this song because David appointed them to lead the thanksgiving to Hashem on the day when he placed the Aron in a tent before the presence of Hashem. What are we meant to make of all of this? Let's go back to Zvulun for a second. Zvulun sings a song of success in business. Zvulun sings a song because he knows what to do with his wealth. Perhaps as we go into Shabbos, 6 days in the week, hopefully we've had some level of success. As we go into Shabbos, we can reflect on that and understand, like Zvulun did, that any material success that we enjoy, that we've been the recipients of, is a responsibility for us to use in the best possible way. We're custodians of money. If we're successful, it means we have the responsibility to disperse it in a way that facilitates more Kvod Shamayim in the world, the most amount of Kvod Shamayim in the world, to support those who stand up for Hashem, those who represent Hashem, the Yisachas of this world, to support those who want to increase Kvod Shamayim in the world, the Shevet Levi of the world. Sing to Hashem a new song, a song of responsibility, of being able to work for 6 days and then having the simcha of knowing what to do with the money to invest in eternity. That's a song worth singing as we go into Shabbos. Because money comes and money goes. Money is transient. But if we invest it in eternity, we can sing a song forever.